Great. So this call is going to cover the Vault, which is our new training website. And just to give you a little background about the Vault, what I wanted to do with this website is to take it out of FranConnect, which is where we have all of our sort of training documents, videos, and so forth housed already. FranConnect can be kind of hard to find some things in there, especially if you're trying to find one specific thing in the library. So what this really allows us to do that's different is to take training and give it more specific focus in this website by allowing you to quickly and easily find what it is you're looking for, whether that be a training call or a webinar that we did or a document. And then there's also different interactive ways that you can get more information about it with podcasts, videos, and quizzes. So this is hopefully going to make it easier for everybody to share ideas and practices and to find what they are looking for to strengthen whatever area you're looking to make better. So with that, I'm going to share my screen, and then we can go through the different things that are in here. So I sent out an email with the URL to find the Vault. It's vault.brandnet.com. And if you don't have that, just let me know. When you first get on there, it's going to ask you to create a username and password. That's because this is just for consultants only. The franchisors don't have access. It's just for you guys, and it's really meant to focus on what you all need going forward, what you all want your training to be. So this site is really able to evolve however we need it to. And this is the homepage that you're looking at. So right now, I'm just going to go through what we're seeing on here and what you can start clicking on. So just to kind of start from the top, you will have these single sign-on links like you do at FranConnect. They're not going to be in there yet because I have to individually put your username and password in. So I might be sending emails to those who I don't have the updated information for so that you can have that there for you. So if you ever need to go to Ralio or FranConnect or your microsite, you'll be able to do that from here too. But from the top, you have some different categories here. You have the home page, which we're going to go through first. But then we'll get into training, which has a couple different areas with field visits and new associates in there. We have a recognitions section, office support, inventory, and contact HQ. So let's just start with the home page. What you first see is the most recent training programs that are up there, like the first three. And you can click on it, and it'll go to it from here. You can go straight to the training section, but this is going to just give you the most recent ones. And we'll get into that when we get to that training tab. You'll see the review calls here. And I'll get a little bit more into that when we get to inventory, but these are going to be, I think, the first. You can see it starts with the numbers and goes into the A's, so it's going to just be the first few there. And then we have announcements. For now, this is a scroll bar. I'm thinking about making it the same thing like it is for Top Stories and FranConnect, so that we can maybe click through, make it a little bit easier. But for now, it's a scroll bar. So do look through this. It's going to have everything from just general announcements to training dates as well as calls, what to look for in the calendar, webinar schedule, and so forth. So it has a lot of things in here for you guys. The next thing down is this Mindshare. So the Mindshare is really meant to be, we discussed at our last meeting on FranNet Only Day, a way for you guys to share best practices, things that you are experimenting with, ideas, concerns. These are going to be the area on the Vault for you to do that easily, kind of like a social media wall, like sharing something on Facebook. So you are able to type something in here, and then other people can comment on that. So hopefully that gives you a way to quickly share something with the group and have all the replies be there and have that be kind of interactive and a place for you to get something out there quickly without having to worry about sending it to the group email and going through all that. So that's what the Mindshare is. The next little couple banners here are going through the recognitions, which are the top guns, and then the contact HQ just shuffles through our different people here and the contact information. The last bit of the home page is just kind of a site map where it basically gives you the tabs again, and then it also has the contact us section here. So the homepage is pretty straightforward. This is where we get into the nitty-gritty here, mostly in the training tab. So I'm going to click on just training. I'm not going to click on those little drop-down menus yet. When you click on the actual training tab here, you're brought to all these different training calls. Now, I didn't want to load it down with too much stuff from FranConnect. I did put in our 2016 training calls along with some of this training that I thought would just be good in general, like meet the franchisor best practices and PFA training. So when you click on these, you'll see program modules. And each of these modules are going to be something where you have to click and see what's in here, and you have to say mark as complete to move on to the next one. These will be locked for you. So that's one way to kind of break it down and just get it one section at a time. And you can see that the webinars for the CFA review calls, for instance, in this program module, you have to click play. They're not going to automatically start, but once they do, you can watch the call there, and you can make it full screen however you want to do it, or you can just download it and watch it a different way if you need to. But the modules will be in each of these little individual programs, and then any documents I felt go along with that specific topic are going to be on the left side here. So there were quite a few different documents, PowerPoints, and so forth for the PFA training that we had in FranConnect. So those are going to be here, and then when you click on them, they'll either pop up if it's a PDF in another tab or download. So you can have that too to go along with the different modules. Some of these will have quizzes at the bottom of them, but if not, you'll just have the different modules and you have to click through, again, mark as complete to go on to the next one. So going back into training, you can click the back bar, you can click this little pathway, whatever you want to do. You'll see the ones that you have started and haven't finished yet. You'll see the ones that are open and ready to go that you haven't yet touched. And then you'll see the ones that you've fully completed. If anything changes, like I maybe add something to something you've already completed, then you should see an incomplete there to let you know that either something has changed that you need to go back and look at, or maybe a quiz has been added, something like that. So if everything, though, has been clicked through and looked at, then you'll see completed. This has a bunch of different things, and we're going to keep adding to this section as we have training calls and other training things, different topics and so forth. So look to this if you want to find more kind of easier ways of reviewing. And then there's other drop-down menus in this training tab. So I'm going to go ahead and just click on the new associates one. This is going to be nice for the people who are bringing on new people to their team. So normally the six calls that are here are the ones that I do in pre-training. And these calls are kind of hopefully going to be streamlined by having it here. They're going to be able to go and see the documents that I've asked they look at. They're going to see whatever the recommended viewing or kind of quote-unquote homework is for them to review. And there'll be sort of follow-up afterward, too, where I can send them reminders on how to complete different modules and help answer questions quicker and easier. So this should be a nice, easier way for people coming on in the future to go and check out what it is that we're talking about and kind of see what's coming up. And I can go in and see where they are, if they're finished with it, if they haven't started it, and kind of help make sure that everybody's staying on the right path and getting the pre-training done as efficiently as possible. So that's something cool to look at. The other item here in the drop-down of training is my field visits tab. So these were the three that I went to. I actually had a couple more that I didn't get in here since they were somewhat at the beginning of my field visit experience. But when you click on one of these, so you have to click on, actually I think you can click on just Bend, Oregon or the actual image, but you click on that and it'll open up the different things that I gathered from these field visits. So I'm hoping now that I got a few of these under my belt, we'll have a little bit more to see in the future. But for now, most of these will have a best practices sheet that I put together. And then if I was able to take some video there, such as for the Bend group, I was able to take Emily's lovely PFA, unpack a PFA presentation, kind of explain this, and then also did a mock client role play with Blair and Emily. And so these are going to really help break down the client meeting, what you're looking at, what the kind of questions are and how they're being phrased, being asked, and hopefully make that something else to go into and see how other people are doing it. So definitely check those out. I will be updating them as I visit different offices this year. So you'll be able to see the documents and just click on the YouTube links here. And you can watch them right directly in the module themselves, or you can click on this little YouTube icon and it'll bring up the video in YouTube if you would rather watch it that way. So that kind of takes care of the training tab. Recognitions, for now it's just going to show the top guns. Originally, I was thinking of making this more built out with the recognition program, but that's going to be kind of work in progress. So this tab is really going to expand as we see the recognition program expanding. But for now, you can see the top guns in here, and when you click on the logo, it'll just bring up a little bit about that franchisor in case you wanted to get a little refresher on them. The office support tab. This is going to be for everybody's office support. So we had monthly training calls with our office support team, and the training calls were doing really well. They're here, but they kind of felt a little repetitive, and we wanted to make sure that they were still valuable for everybody. So for everybody's assistance, there's actually a mind share here as well, so that if you have something that you have a question on, maybe in FranConnect, or maybe you guys are doing a really neat marketing thing, you want other people to know, this is another place for that. And this is going to be more for the admin, the office support. So when they want to share some ideas and get some juices flowing, this is another place for them to do that as well. And we may put the monthly support calls back into action, depending on if that's something everybody feels would be beneficial for them. And if we do that, I will put that in here as well, and you'll see more of these little microphones pop up. And when you click on them, it pops up a play, hopefully, yep, for the ReadyTalk. Again, you do have to click play on all of these. So they don't immediately start playing, but that's how you would get to listen to those. So the next tab up here is the inventory, and the inventory is, I went through each one of the franchisor folders in FranConnect and looked at the launch calls, any spotlight webinars, any kind of updates, and put them on here. And for the newer franchises that have just come on recently, they'll probably be put on at the end of this week. I'm probably not going to see them in there right now. But if you don't see something in here, like I know that recently someone said Express Employment wasn't in here. That's because I didn't see anything, any sort of audio about a launch call or a spotlight webinar or anything like that. So if you don't see something in here, it's probably because I didn't see any audio on them. But let me know if you know there's an audio and you don't see it on here. I can always add that in. But as we move forward with adding new people into the team, into the inventory, I will update this so that you can click on one of these and it will pull up their launch call. So, extending out of that, the last little section here is the contact headquarters section. And this is where you're going to not only see what our contact information is, but I hope that this will help in kind of narrowing down who does what, especially since there's some new people here at headquarters and maybe not quite sure who to send what question to. This is where you can go and say, oh, well, hey, this is what Kat does. She does more B campaigns and marketing and PR. And if I want to talk to Karen, this is what she's going to be able to help me out with. And, of course, if you send it to one of us and we don't know the answer, we'll forward it to the right person. But hopefully this will make it a little bit easier in the beginning to directly contact us. And when you click on our headshots over here, we actually have a little bio, too. And I'm hoping to put the kind of podcast Meet the Team episodes on here too, where I went around and interviewed people and had a kind of a fun little get to know you type podcast. So I'm going to include those in there too, so you can just see what people had answered to in those interviews. But this is going to be fun just to kind of see who everybody is and how they would answer the different questions we asked. And so just scrolling on down there, again, this is at the bottom of each page. And I forgot to mention when we looked at it the first time, there's these social media buttons down here for the different corporate Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. So those little social media buttons are down there for you guys to click in there if you needed to. But this is kind of the quick overview of that. Right now, I like that it's a place to kind of build off of. So I want to customize this to make it everything that you guys need it to be. So as we move forward with the vault, my hope is that we can keep expanding on it and modifying it to make it something that really does benefit you guys and give you value for your training. So if there's ever something where you're like, you know what, this would just be really great to have. I don't know if it would work, but is it something you could put in the vault? This is much more flexible to work with than FranConnect since we have our IT that supports it. So there's really no outlandish question or thought that we can't try to work with and make this thing really something that is good for everybody. So I'm just going to ask real quick, as we just went through that initial run through, is there any questions so far about what we've seen? Okay. So again, that's kind of the overview as it is, and I will keep adding in new things as they come. And if you haven't already created a username and password, please do, so I can go ahead and get your single sign-on links put in there. And if you're ever in there clicking around and you notice something isn't working or maybe it's not downloading, it's giving you the spinning wheel, just let me know that too so I can work with Eric and his team to get that fixed. I went through it earlier this morning and everything seemed to work for me, but I do know that sometimes it doesn't work on other people's computers for whatever reason, so just let me know if you do have issues with it, and really that is the overview of it. And just make sure, one more time, is there any questions or thoughts about the vault? Okay. Well, I will be sending out this recording for you guys to keep on deck. And again, in the future, if you have any questions, just let me know.
Or office or an SPD. Thank you.